This is the Ripples of Influence podcast channel.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Ripples of Influence podcast. On each episode, we share practical personal development lessons that take the mystery out of personal success. And we bring you empowering insights and easy to understand takeaways you can use to lead yourself. You'll learn effective ways to grow as a person, optimize your time, develop your career and business, and restructure your orientation to achieve your ultimate goals. Remember to share this episode with friends so we can win together. Cheers, guys.
It is common for people to reflect on their goals and aspirations at the start of a new year. You know, January marks a new beginning and offers a fresh start for so many people who see it as an opportunity to reevaluate their lives and go on to set new goals. This process of reflection and goal setting can help people identify what they want to achieve, both in the long term and even in the short term. Additionally, the holiday season and time off from work allow people to focus on self-reflection and planning for the new year, you know, further contributing to the phenomenon or some form of clarity in the month of January. However, people actually come to an increased clarity after the first month, either of what they truly want to achieve or how much work they are actually willing to put in to achieve anything. At this point is where a lot of people reset back to default and abandon the higher way of life or the higher way of living by design. This relapse often happens and people turn from pursuing their goals in the month of January or after the month of January for a variety of reasons. You know, it could be from setting unrealistic goals that leads to disappointment and frustration to failing to develop a comprehensive plan for reaching set goals, which make it difficult to stay on track and achieve success. Lack of accountability is also one of the top contributing factors that bars people from hitting their goals. You know, when you don't have a system for tracking progress and holding yourself accountable, it becomes easy to fall back into old habits and lose sight of set goals. And then over time, the initial excitement and motivation associated with goal setting will most definitely fail, making it harder for you to stay committed. Of course, every win and every good result requires dogged efforts, careful planning, and adaptation to changing circumstances. But hitting any targets, achieving any goal, or attaining success generally ultimately has more to do with the quality of your person. You know, those who relapse after the first month of the year may benefit from assessing their goals, you know, developing a more solid plan, you know, a more solid strategy or a more realistic plan, and then seeking support from people around them, friends, family, or even a professional coach. Yes, all these are beneficial, you know, to people who relapse after the first month. But more importantly, you have to look at the things you desire to achieve and then find out who you need to become to attract those things. You know, your intentions are the seeds of what you want to achieve, and the quality of your person is the soil. The discipline of consistent personal development or improvement is the fertilizer, and there's your cheat code for success this year. Look at the things you want to achieve and then find out the person you need to become to achieve those things, and you might just well be on your way to having a successful year. Happy 2023.
This is the Ripples of Influence podcast channel. Yeah.